Imagine you've just moved into a new area and you notice some of the neighbours are similar age to you, and you get the vibe that if you got to know each other a bit better, you would get on. Plus, you've just moved into a new area, so you don't have any friends yet. So you invite some of those neighbours round your house for a dinner party. But as soon as you send out the invites 2 days before, you panic. You rush around your house, frantically trying to clean everything, wipe the sides, hoover the floor, think about what to cook, go to the shops to buy that food, come back, hoover the floor a second time, trying to make everything spotless clean for when your guests arrive. But then your guests do arrive. Wow, they think to themselves as they step inside your spotless house. This sure is impressive. I wish my house was as clean as this. They're impressed, but they also feel slightly tense, because they can't help but think about how messy their house is the whole time. And when they leave and the evening ends, honestly ask yourself, are you excited to host again? Well, considering all the worry and stress and effort you put into preparing the show that was just meant to be a chill social evening, probably not. The point I'm getting at here is this isn't an argument to spend less time frantically cleaning. The point here is letting other people into your life, into your house, in whatever state it is in, is a brilliant act of social charity. Because now imagine the flip side, and you're the guest who's been invited to someone else's house. So you step into this person's house and you notice, it's pretty spotless. They've clearly gone to some effort to clean up before your arrival, but as you walk past the living room, you take a quick glance inside and notice a pile of unironed laundry flopped over the side of the armchair. And as you step into the kitchen to smell what's cooking, you see a stack of unorganized paperwork piled on top of the kitchen table. But here's the weird thing. You get frustrated by your own mess, but when you see small signs of mess in someone else's house, you feel relieved. Because it's as if you've been given a VIP access into this other person's life, as if you're watching a blooper reel between two actors break character on screen. Look, the real problem we all face socially is we secretly believe that we have to have a perfect house in order, and we can only show that perfectly ordered house to other people, otherwise we'll be rejected and unworthy of socialising with. But the truth is, small messes let people relax around you. And just imagine how much more fun you would have in your social life if you were more relaxed and less stressed about all of this stuff, because you understood that you could just cook with whatever is in the house when you invited people into your house, and you could let them into your house in whatever state it is in. Socializing works the same way as this analogy. In your conversations and interactions, your polish becomes a facade, and facades create distance. It's small signs of imperfection that create connection, because they signal you're safe here with me, because I'm just like you and I'm not going to pretend to be anything different. If you get one thing from this video, just make sure it's this. You don't make people comfortable by being impressive. You make them comfortable by being relatable. And in the words of Oliver Berkman in his book Meditations for Mortals, which he put so brilliantly, just think about what trying to put on this perfect facade assumes about your life. To put on an impressive show for visitors is to erect a facade. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. Some of us love the challenge of creating the most enchanting one we can. But the idea that such a facade is mandatory, if visitors are to be admitted to your life, must arise from the assumption that there's something incomplete or inadequate about your life the rest of the time. So we've spoken about the problem enough so far in this video. Here's what to do next. First of all, understand the reason why you currently have this approach to socialising, if a lot of this is resonating so far, is because there's an underlying limiting belief sabotaging your behaviour. It helps you stay safe. That's the purpose of the belief, whether it's limiting or expansive, it doesn't matter. The current limiting belief is likely, I must always present my perfect or best self to others. So simply challenge it with a more realistic, expansive belief. Here are some you might like to pick out. You don't have to remember all of them. These were just some ideas. There is no right version of me to present. I'm allowed to be a bit messy with people. I can show up as I am and still be welcome. I don't need to carry the conversation to be liked, and I don't have to have it together to be worth talking to. My favourite one is this one. Whatever one works for you can be your new expansive belief. Put it on a flashcard and maybe read it to yourself out loud before you socialise in any way. But the real solution here is you don't need to add anything. Just stop removing your human parts. Let a pause mid-sentence exist. Let your rambled, half-baked thoughts come out as the other person stands there wondering what you're saying, and then you question yourself and you say out loud, what was I on about? As you both start laughing. If you don't know what to say to someone mid-conversation, tell them. I'll be honest, like, I want to keep talking, but I don't really know where to take this conversation now. Any ideas? If you want to start talking to someone from the get-go, but you don't know what to say, go up to them and just say, I really want to talk to you, but I'm not sure what to talk about. What do you think we should talk about? If you're inviting other people around your house, just cook with whatever is in your cupboards. And when that voice tells you you need to put on a perfect show, remember, that is not true. And finally, if you're on a date, take your date on an excursion for something that you would usually do in your everyday life. Show them your normal life. All in all, stop tidying yourself so much. Let's wrap up this video. For the billionth time, connection doesn't happen when you're impressive. It happens when you stop trying to hide all of the flaws underneath that impressiveness. And when your interactions feel less like performances and more like a shared dinner party, you know, nothing fancy, just a tin of tomatoes, a bit of spaghetti, finished off with some great conversation, then your social life starts to feel truly alive. No pretense, no facade, just an understanding that we're all losers, trying our best to perfectly socialise. When really, if what we want is to connect with others, we ought to be a bit more scruffy. What sounds insulting, hand, get out of pocket. What sounds insulting is actually liberating, because now you can realise you already have the permission you've wanted this whole time. Now you are free to act. As the author Mary Randolph Carter brilliantly put it, a perfectly kept house is the sign of a misspent life. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Stay disciplined, playful and dangerous. Adios, muchachos y muchachas. If you want a bit more of a deep dive into a topic, well, this topic, did a video that is 50 minutes long. Check out. I'm talking too much. Bye.